Let us begin. We are in a little more than 48 hours' time going to sit down at the Seder with family and friends and guests and Archim and the Shekhinah. And we are going to retell the story of the Haggadah Shel Pesach, which takes us from Shibud Mitzrayim, to Geulas Mitzrayim. V'nomar l'fanav Shir Chadasha Halleluka. We give thanks to Hashem for all the miracles, for the salvation, for saving us. And we say so clearly, Ilu lo hotzi akash baruch hu asav asein mitzrayim, hare anu v'neinu v'nei v'neinu mishubadim ha'inu l'par b'mitzrayim. We don't only thank Hashem for redeeming our forefathers. We would thank Hashem for redeeming us. Had God not redeemed us, we still would be there. V'afilu kulanu chachamim, no matter how wise a person is, kulanu nevonim, no matter how discerning, kulanu zakenim, zeh shakana chachma, no matter how much of a scholar, kulanu yodim esatar, no matter if a person knows the entire Torah, mitzvah alinu l'saper b'tzias Mitzrayim, everyone is commanded to tell about the Exodus from Egypt. So this is a night when we use our voices to tell, to speak, to laud, to glorify, to recount the great miracles. We begin, of course, with the slavery, and many of the psukim in the Haggadah that the Baal Haggadah expands upon come from Shmos Perak Aleph, specifically the Shuvah Mitzrayim. So I'm going to talk about a section from Maggid, which is very famous, the Manishtana. How do we begin Maggid? So we have Kaddish, Urchatz, Karpatz, Yachatz. At this point in the Seder, we come to the main body of the Seder, just like the Haggadah, the word Haggadah, la Haggid is to tell, Maggid means to tell. So at this point in the Seder, we are telling about the story of the Exodus from Egypt. We begin with the Halach Ma'anya, Diachalo of Asana Ba'ar de Mitzrayim, the only paragraph in Aramaic in the Haggadah. This is the bread of affliction that our forefathers ate in Egypt, Kodich min Yesi V'yecha, Koditzruch Yesi V'yivsach, anyone who is hungry, let him come and eat. Anyone who is in need should come celebrate Pesach with us. This year we are here. L'shana baba ar deshar. And that is our prayer. And that is our hope. That is our dream. Next year may we be in the land of Israel. Not only in the beautiful Medina Yisrael, in the redeemed, in the rebuilt Yerushalayim HaBenuya with the Gula Asida. This year we are slaves because we are still Meshubah to the Shibud Galios. Unfortunately, we're still under foreign dominion. L'shana haba b'nei Chorin. So next year may we be actually truly free in the Chav Ben Chorin al Misha Osek B'Talmud Torah. What's interesting is that we begin and end the Seder the same way. We actually begin Maggid by saying Hashtaha Chalashana Baba Ard Yisrael, and we saying by end by saying in Nirtzah Chasa Soder Pesach Kil Chasa Lashana Haba Yerushalayim. So the bookends of the Seder are Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. We begin Maggid by saying this year we are here, next year may we be in the land of Israel. We end with Nirtzah L'shana Haba B'Yerushalayim, and it's the holiest, one of the holiest nights of the year. On two nights of the year, we end with next year may we be in Jerusalem, which is Pesach, L'Hasadar, and Yom Kippurim. And then we come to the Manishtana. Manishtana Halayla Zemi Kol HaLeilos. Why is this night different from all the other nights of the year? Shabbat Halos Anu Ochlin Chametz U'Matzah. Laila Zeh Kuma Matzah. On all other nights, we eat chametz and matzah. Tonight, all matzah. Shabbachal halos, anu ochim sh'ar yirakos. On all other nights, we eat all kinds of vegetables. Halayla zemar. On this night, we eat mara. Shabbachal halos, ein anu matbilin afilu pam echas. On all other nights, we don't even dip one time. Halayla zeh shtei pa'amim. On this night, we dip twice. Shabbachal halos, anu, and when do we dip twice? We dip karpas in salty water, and we dip mara in chaboses. Shabbachal halelos anu ochlin bein yoshvin uvein mesubin. On other nights, you could eat sitting or reclining. Halayla zeh kulanu mesubin. This night, we all recline. Interestingly, I saw brought down in the new Rav Elimelech Biderman Haggadah, Rabbi Elimelech Biderman on the Haggadah, which somebody on a mail, I think, or gifted to me last week. So I saw a beautiful idea. I don't remember which rabbi quotes it, but there's another time of year that we dip. Another time of the dip year that we dip is on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we do dip. We dip challah in honey, and then we dip apple in honey. So why do we say in Manishtana, in Anu Matbilin Afilu Pam Echas, we don't dip even one time, Halayla Zeh Shtei Pa'amim, but we do dip another time. We dip on Leil Rosh Hashanah. We dip honey, matzah, challah in honey, and then we dip apple and honey. So what's the pshat? It says something beautiful. He brings down something beautiful. It's right here, actually. I'm going to quote it for you. I'm opening the Haggadah. On the night, this is from Rav Meilich Biderman on the Haggadah, page 80 through 81, in case you haven't want to look it up. So b'chol halos in anumat b'lin afilu pam echas, halayla zeh shtei pamim. on the night of Rosh Hashanah. In fact, we dip twice, challah and honey, and then apple and honey. Why don't we ask the same question at that Seuda? Or I'm going to say even more, why do we ask this question at all? On that night we do dip. Tonight we don't. Tonight we also dip. So what's the pshat? The school in Rebbe, Rav Eliezer Zusia, Portugal, would answer this question. On Rosh Hashanah, food is being dipped into honey. It represents what is sweet and pleasant. The Rebbe would say, when things are sweet and pleasant, no one asks any questions. But on Leil HaSeder, we dip into salty water, which represents tears. And we dip into charoses, which represents mortar and bricks. And these things represent the bitterness and sharpness in life. The nature of people is, when things are sweet, we don't ask, why are you so good to me, Hashem? What did I do to deserve all these brachos? Ma shiv la Hashem kol tak miloi alai, like we're going to say in Hallel. Kol sishuos eso v'shem Hashem eka. When things are good, we don't ask. And it's maror in charosas, bitterness in bricks, and karpas, a paltry piece of vegetable, and a salty water of tears, and everyone asks. Comments of Ma'idach, it sounds like a whimsical word. I don't even think it sounds like a whimsical word. I think it sounds very profound. But there's a tremendous depth to it. The night of Leil HaSeder is meant to create Seder order for the entire year. And we need to develop faith that even when times appear dark, even when it's marar and charoses and karpas and salty water, there's a reason. Our question, therefore, really must be a statement of faith, amuna. Even when we are told to immerse in bitterness, we know there's a reason and a point to this suffering. It's never in vain. If it is dark, there's a reason for it, and that makes it a little bit lighter. I thought this was extremely profound. On Rosh Hashanah, we dip twice also. But on Rosh Hashanah, it's sweet. It represents the sweetness in life. And when things are sweet, no one asks questions. But on Leil HaSeder, we all of a sudden have questions. Why is this bitterness in my life? I think it's very profound because it's very true of human nature. When Rachman al-Assan, a person goes through tzaros, nisyonos, tragedies, lo aleinu, we never know. But the way of life is that to some degree we're all going to know because that's how life is. All of a sudden we start asking questions. Why is this night different from all the nights of the year? Why is my life different from everyone else's life? Why is my lot different from everyone else's lot? When it's sweet, we forget to ask, why are you so good to me, Hashem? What did I do to deserve this? How can I possibly repay you? Something powerful and profound to keep in mind, a word that can certainly be said over by the Manishtana, a reminder of how grateful we must be and strive to see the good and question not only Lama'az of Tani, for what purpose is my suffering, says Rav Shamshon Falhirsch, but to question when things are good, allow it to ennoble us. What can I do to pay back Koviyacha, the Rabbana Sha'olam? What can I do for Klal Yisrael? What can I do with this gift you have given me? We shouldn't only ask when it's bitter. We should ask constructive questions. Also when it's sweet, so we may become better people and humbled by the goodness of the Rabbana Sha'olam, by the greatness of the Rabbana Sha'olam. I thought it was very profound. Okay, now I want to quote from Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau Shlita. By the way, if there are no children at the Seder, obviously the adults at the Seder recite the Manashtana. It's not only if there are children present. In fact, some families have a custom that everyone recites it together. It doesn't go to the youngest person at the Seder table. Everyone recites it together. So these do not only represent childish, foolish questions, chas v'shalom, they represent, I shouldn't have used the word foolish, because no question is foolish. They do not only represent childish, youthful, immature questions are very deep questions, like we've seen from that small var, that apply to everybody. Now I want to quote Shabbachal Halos Anochin Chamis Umatza Halayla Zekula Matza. First of all, one thing I want to say, talk about, Matza means strife. In Aramaic, if you follow Targum Unkles, Stein Mikra Ve'echa Targum on the Chumash, Matza is strife. Okay, quarrel, contention. So on the Leil HaSeder, Motzi Matzah, Rav Yisrael Meir Lau points out in his beautiful Haggadah. I don't know if it's available anymore. I don't even know where I got it. Baruch Hashem, I have it. The Passover Haggadah around the Seder table, commentary by Rav Yisrael Meir Lau, Chief Rabbi of Israel, who is no longer. His son is the Chief Rabbi of Israel. Now, of course, Rav Yisrael Meir Lau Shlita, one of our great leaders, scholars, teachers, most famous for his survival as a youth, as a child. So he points out Motzi Matzah, okay, actually means, I'll tell you when this was published, preface, 2008, 5768, okay? So he points out that motzi matzah means to remove all strife. If matzah means strife, which it does in Aramaic, motzi means to take out. Motzi matzah means to remove all strife. This is Rav Lau's commentary on the order of the Seder, okay? And which is how everyone begins, I believe. I think, that all families begin with Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz. We say the order of the Seder, right? Whether you say it or you sing it, we begin by stating what we're going to be doing on this night. The order of the Seder, Rav Yisrael Meir Lau says, this is the order for one's life. I'm quoting from the Rav Yisrael Meir Lau Haggadah, Shlita. The order of the Seder is the order for one's life. One can derive a moral lesson from the order of the Seder. And not only for Passover, says Rav Lau, but for the entire year. Kadesh Urchatz, Kiddush and washing. God says to man, if you want lihit kadesh, if you want to sanctify yourself, you must wash. Keep your hands clean from extortion and theft. As the verse says in Tehillim 26, I will wash my hands in innocence. So kadesh urchatz means if you want to be holy, kadesh urchatz, you must cleanse yourself of sin. As the pasuk says in Tehillim, says Rav Lau Chof Dalad, miyala bahar Hashem umiyakum b'makam kacho, niki kapayim uvar levav, niki kapayim. So kadesh urchatz means if you want to be holy in life, urchatz, wash off the tumah. Then we come to karpas yachatz. Karpas is, you know, the piece of vegetable and salty water. And yachas means to divide the middle matzah. God continues saying to man, even if you are not wealthy, even if you are not a person of means, if all you have is karpas, a piece of a vegetable, and no meat, no fish, not a fancy meal, nevertheless, you must divide what you have and give to those less fortunate than you, to those who do not even have karpas. So what's karpas yachatz? Beautiful. Even if all you have, every Jew has to know that even if all you have is a piece of vegetable, yachatz, break what you have and give to someone who has less. That's what we say in the Halach Ma'anya, kodich v'n yesev yecho, koditzuch yesev yivzech. Everybody says that, from the wealthiest Jew to the simplest Jew. How'd it go?
Good. Do you like it?
Yeah, my son just came in. Sorry.
I feel like he messed it up in the back.
No, it's excellent. He did mess up well. You look very handsome. Okay. Very nice. He just came back from the barber. It's very nice. Excellent.
I wanted it to be shorter. Does it look shorter?
Yeah, it looks great. Very, very nice. Good. Okay. Kadesh Urchatz. Obviously, the kids are not in school anymore now. Kadesh Urchatz Karpatz Yachatz. Okay. Magid Rachza. Magid is to tell, to recite. Rachza, once again, to wash. What is this? Says Rav Lau, not only must you be honest, but you must recite Magid, tell this to your family and to all those over whom you have influence, teaching them, they must rachza, wash their hands metaphysically, i.e. keep away from every dishonest act. So the first one was Kadesh Urchatz, you yourself, if you want to be holy, Urchatz, cleanse yourself of sin. Karpas Yachatz, the mantra of the Jewish home is, I don't keep what I have for myself, even if all I have is a vegetable, I find a way to share with others. Magid, tell others, rachza, how to be holy in life. Motzi Matzah, blessing over the matzah. Oh, here we go. Rav Yisrael Meir Lau says, motzi matzah. Matzah can also mean strife. And therefore, figuratively, motzi matzah means remove all strife and maintain shalom and ahava maif. And this is so true nationally. Wow. I'm sure for many individually in life as well. Pesach is our time and we have to remove all strife. The matzah represents the Yetzer Hara. Kabbalistically, the matzah represents the Yetzer Hara. We have to remove that Yetzer Hara, motzi matzah, so we remove strife from our lives. Marar korech, shulchan orech. What is this? Marar, bitter. Korech, the sandwich, the hello sandwich, Eichel Mikdash Kel, shulchan orech, the arranged meal. So Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau says, bitter herb. Marar, sandwich wrap, korech, shulchan orech, arrange the meal. Even if your life is bitter, unpleasant, Marar, and you find it wrapped with bitterness, korech is the wrap, be sure to fulfill your duties as a Jew, as formulated in the shulchan orech, ha, play on words, the standard code of Jewish, but it's not like a joke, play on words, it's not a joke. He's saying, even if your life is unpleasant, Marar, which really relates to what we said, the first insight from Maidach Biederman, that when things are good, no one asks. When you dip into honey, no one stops and says, wow, what can I do for you, Hashem? How could I be a better Jew? How could I pay back the community? What did I do to deserve this? All of a sudden, when it's karpas and salty water, amara and charoses, bitterness, bricks, salty tears, all of a sudden everyone says, why is this different from all the nights of the year? So this relates to that idea. Even if your life is unpleasant, maror, and it's wrapped with bitterness. The Korach sandwich, Zeichel Mikdash Kil, Kena Sehil Bezman Shabesa Mikdash Hayakayam, Haya Korach Pasach Matzu Mor Ochel Beyachad, the Kaimai Shanemra, Amantos Umurorim Yachluhu. So even if your life is bitter, Korach, and you find life at that time is wrapped with bitterness, Shulchan Arich, a Jew must live his life as outlined in the Jewish code of law, the Shulchan Arich. We don't give up on ourselves. We don't give up on the voice of Hashem. We don't give up on the Rebbe Hashem. It might be difficult. We'll go through difficult times, but we still keep doing mitzvahs. We don't throw kashrus out the window. We don't throw tznius out the window. We don't throw tefillah out the window. We don't throw chesed and tzedakah and all of our obligations out the window. Okay, it's hard. Sometimes life is hard. Shulchan mara korech. Shulchan arech. I remain committed to living my life as a Jew, a halachic Jew. Isn't it beautiful? Of Yisrael Meir Lau. Tzofen Barich. Again, a beautiful Dvar Torah to tell. I know I went a little bit of an order because we started with we started with Magid and the Halach Ma'anya, and then we went to Rav Meilich Biederman on Kulanu Matbilin. Okay. So now we're going back to the order of the Seder, but also a beautiful Dvar Torah to tell over at the beginning of the Seder. Tzofen Barich. Tzofen means hidden. Hidden. Tzofen. Barich is obviously bless. It is God who is hidden, as it were. And it is to him who we have to thank and bless for whatever happens to us. Says Rav Lau, whether we feel it's good or bad. The fact that the Ribono Shel Olam is hidden, that's a result of Galus. As long as we are in Galus, the Shechina will remain hidden from us. Galus equals a degree always of Hester Panim, always. Different degrees, Rechman and Son Hashem should save us. But if a person's in Galus, so... that's a result of Galus. Tzofun, Hashem is hidden. Barich, even though, I mean, this world is Ne'elam. It's a famous verse. It's not mine. It's brought down in many places. The world is called Ne'elam, hidden. No, I'm sorry. The world is called Olam, from the word Ne'elam, hidden. Why? Because so much is hidden from us. What do we really understand? I'm telling you every day, I'm not joking. I'm not saying this to myself in Ein Hara. Every day I daven for Hadar Golden, Oren Shaul, Ron Arad and Eli Cohn. I every day. It's so much that's ne'elam. Like we say, Hashta Avdei L'Shana Abba B'nei Chorin. But nevertheless, Tzafun Barich. What does the Gemara tell us in Barachas? K'shem Shemavarchem Ala Tov, Kach Mavarchem Ala Ra. A person has to remain Mar Korech Shulchan Arich. Even in the bitter times when life is wrapped with bitterness, Shulchan Arich. I live my life according to Jewish law. I dress like a Yid, I eat like a Yid, I talk like a Yid, I conduct my business dealings like a Yid, even when it's hidden from me. And therefore, Tzafun, even though in Galus Hashem remains hidden from us, Barich, we must bless Hashem for everything that happens in life. And finally, Halal Nirtza, we must praise God, Halal, praise, Nirtza, all accepted, the Ratz on the Fanecha, we must praise God even when we are enveloped in bitterness, because that's the lingering taste of the Eilat Seder. Remember, we started off by saying, Hashta Avdei L'Shana Abba B'nei Chorin. This is not the complete Geula. Geulas Mitzrayim is the foundation of our nation. It was the beginning of Brias Amisho, says of Shimshon Pinkas. Or Pinkas Atzal points out that there were two Brias Olam. There's Brias Olam of Brias Olam, Bereishis Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, the creation of the world. And then there's a new creation of the world, and that's Yetzias Mitzrayim, the creation of Amisho, our world. But we're still in Golos. And therefore, Halal Nirtza, we must praise God, even if we are, quote, enveloped in bitterness, hollow praise, and that is the most accepted praise of all in God's eyes. Hallel, nirtza, praise all accepted. So this is the order of the Seder, according to Rav Yisrael Meir Lau. And we ask kashrus. When do we ask? When we're dipping in bitterness. When it's sweet, no one asks questions. Big Mr. Haskell. So going back to the Manishtana, Laila Zemikola Leilos. Why is this night different from all the other nights of the year? On all of the nights we may eat chametz. We can eat matzah. Whatever you want to eat, you could eat. Halayla zeh kula matzah. Tonight only matzah. I quote again from the Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau Hagadah Shlita. Okay? And that is on halayla hazeh kula matzah. And this really reminds us of the tenacity of Am Yisrael in every generation to overcome the plot of our enemies, to ensure our spiritual and / physical destruction. Okay? What do we say before I get to the next part by Rav Lau? Also in Magid, V'hisha amda lavoseinu v'lanu, it is this that has stood for our forefathers and us. So, echad bilvar amar aleinu chaloseinu, not one alone has risen up to destroy us. Elo shebechol doradar, amdim aleinu l'chaloseinu, in each and every generation, they rise against us to destroy us. V'kosh baruch hu matzi leinu miyadam. Kosh baruch hu saves us from that. And someone in the Nautilus last week, I was lecturing, I've told you that once a week I lecture in the Nautilus Retirement Community in Atlantic Beach. So Kenai Nahar, I am Baruch Hashem Zocha to teach adults in the average age, I don't know, 95, upper 80s, 80s is young, 90s, some of them are 100 plus. So Kenai Nahar, so one of them, particularly, she's a younger woman. She's in her mid-70s, very young, but for whatever reason, I'm not sure why she's living there. Anyway, so she told me they learned the Beis Yaakov, but this is going back 20 years ago, because if she's in her mid-70s, then I'm talking a long time ago. So she told me something I never heard before. She said, they taught us in Beis Yaakov, Shabechol dar vadar amdi malenu l'chalo seinu, v'akosh baruch hu matzli enu miyadam. It's sort of like a play on words. It's a little bit of a joke, but I thought it was cute. She said they learned this in Beis Yaakov. Shabechol dar vadar. How do they try and destroy us in every generation? Dima leinu, they destroy us l'chalo seinu. It's a play on words. L'chalo seinu, to make us eat chala on Pesach. Chalo seinu chala. I know one is with a chaf and one is with a ches. Again, it's a drashic interpretation, non-literal. Please don't email me and say you spell the words differently. I know. Alasha b'chol dar v'dar amdim leinu l'chalo seinu. In every generation, they rise against us to make us eat challah. Specifically, when do they want us to eat challah? On Pesach. Val Kodesh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyada matzilenu matzah. Matzil, matzah, mem tzadi. But the Almighty saves us from their hands and he enables us to eat matzah. So yes, it's cute. She's, listen, it comes from a Torah Shabbal Peh, from a great Masar, this woman's in her mid-70s. She learned it in Beis Yaakov many decades ago. I never heard it before, but it's cute. But it also teaches us what the enemy really wants to do. What do they really want to do? They want to destroy us by destroying our mitzvos tonight. And yet we say, Halayla ze kulo matzah. On this night, it's all matzah. What do they want? On this night, you should eat challah. Shabbachol dar vador amdi malinu. In each and every generation, they want to not only destroy us physically, they want to destroy our adherence to mitzvos. Amdi malinu lechaloseinu. They stand against us to make us eat challah. And Kosh Baruch Hu and Almighty Matzi, Leinu Matzil, Matzah, Mem Tzadi, gives us matzah and saves us from their hands by enabling us to eat matzah. I thought it was beautiful. So it's cute. If I knew her name, I would quote it. I do not know her name, so I can't say B'Shem Anna, but it is one of the younger residents at the Nautilus, who she's from a woman. I only say that because not all of the residents are. Some are learning Torah for the first time in their lives, which... I don't know, this chus is one of the most humbling chus I think in my life. To be teaching people at that stage of life, some of whom have never learned Torah before, it's unbelievable, really. But it relates to Shabbachalis, Anochim, Chamis, Umatza. The rest of the year, the enemy says, you could eat Chamis, you could eat Matza. Or if they're starving us, they say, you can't eat anything. Alayla ze kula Matza. On this night, they say, you're going to eat challah. And Akash Baruch says, kula Matza. I'm going to quote, we're going away for our first days, actually. To Baruch Hashem, my brother-in-law, sister-in-law, and family, we're going away for first days. So one of my boys said, we have to bring your grandfather's memoirs. I've quoted from them before. You've heard me quote from them before. Because every year by Vehisha Amda, we take on my grandfather's memoirs and we read from them. So like, you know, my grandfather Yitzhak ben Moshe, Alav Hashem, Yitzhak Kafted, he left us 7 pages of memoirs. They are called in 7 camps in 3 years. They were written in Yiddish. I've told you this many times. And my mother paid to have them professionally translated into English for us. And he talks about his experiences, his hell, the Gehenim. He was married. He got married at the end of 1939. So he talks about the war breaking out. He talks about September 1st, 1939. He lived in Poland in Krasnik. And he says, I got married at the end of 39. So figure he got married, I would say probably December 39. He writes at the end of 39. 3-4 months after the war broke out, and his daughter was born January 41, Parshas Beshalach. My aunt has told me, my aunt knows all the family history, the daughter, his wife is murdered, and the daughter was killed when she was 18 months old. He lost his whole family in the Shoah. So he writes, I'm just going to quote a short excerpt, but it relates to this. Shabachal halos anochin chamis umatzah. Alay lezer kulamatzah. Shabachal davador amdem leinu lechalasenu davka on our yomim tovim. They want us to transgress the sacred mitzvah. So on this yom tov of kulamatzah, they say tonight lechalasenu you're going to ichala. I know it's different spelling. Ches and chaf. It's a drashic non-literal word. And nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyadam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds some way to prevent us, to save us from their evil design. My grandfather writes as follows. I'm just quoting a short excerpt. I'm not going to read you all 7 pages, even though it's very kedai to read them. I'm not going to do that right now. So he writes about the liquidation. He writes when the Nazis came. He writes about the liquidation. I'm quoting an excerpt. A few days later, we were driven from P.I. Park. I'm not sure. Well, I have no idea where that was actually, but the Nazis took them to some place and they took a count to determine whether the count corresponded to the earlier one. Were we 83 men? Meanwhile, there arrived at the camp Natan Meisels and his brother-in-law, Alter Edelstein. May God avenge his blood. When we were recounted and they said we have 2 extra men, so instead of 83, the Nazis found 85. They were very meticulous. And ensuring everything was exact. When the men were recounted, my grandfather writes, and they saw that there were 2 extra men, they took out the first 2 from the row. My grandfather writes, I was one of them. They found 85. They're supposed to be 83. They took out the first 2 from the row, my grandfather being one of them. And they said we would be shot immediately. I saw the black revolver aimed at me. I looked death in the eye. At the last minute, our foreman approached the SS man and risked payment of a sum of money. They let us go. After that, they drove us to Buzin, where there were already hundreds of Jews from Krasnik and the area. Quote, and here the true hell began. Now, again, remember, my grandfather is writing in Yiddish, and this was professionally translated by my mother, what a tova she did to, what a tova my grandfather did, unbeknownst to him. And he was nifter of a brain aneurysm in the beginning of Adar, and he was not even 70, I think 68. And I was only 3.5 years old. So he was not zocha to know his grandchildren, and we were not zocha to know him. I consider this a tremendous matana from the Ribono Shel Olam. After they drove us to Budzin, where the true hell began, and there are already hundreds of Jews from Krasnik and the area. Vayaanunu, Kemosha Namar, Vayasimu Alav Sari Misim, Lamana Noso Bisivlosam. Vayaanunu, they afflicted us. Like the Pasuk says, they put upon us taskmasters, tax oppression, in order to afflict us. And also besivlosim, to afflict them with their burdens. While even our miskonos apparel, the slaves had to work for slave labor. They built storage cities for pharaohs. Pisem v'as Ramses. V'yitnu aleinu avodakasha. Kamal shenemar v'yevidu mitzrayim espeneso b'fareich. They put upon us hard work, the Baal Gadol says, like the Pasuk says. And the Egyptians enslaved the Israelites with back-breaking labor. It's from Shemos 1:13. And if you look at Rashi, I'm quoting from the God, of course, but if you look at Rashi, you will see, what is Befarach, Avodas Parach? Rashi says, HaMifarachas es haguf umishabarto. It's work that crushes the body and breaks it. As soon as we were delivered to Budzin, we met the murderous commandant. We had a free morning before we went out to work. And the Nazis told everyone to march single file. The murderous commandant removed from the line whoever did not please him. As we exited the camp, those who had been removed were taken to a grave and shot. That day, 105 Jews from our group were killed. It's we can't even understand what that means. That's one location in one place on one day. In Nazi Germany. That day, 105 Jews were killed. Vanitzak al Hashem Elokein Avaseinu. We called out to Hashem, our God of our fathers, Kemosha Namar, like the Pasuk says in Shemos 2:23, Vahiba Yamim Harabim Haheim. It wasn't those great days. Vayamas Melech Mitzrayim. The king of Egypt died. Go look at Rashi and the Chumash. What does Rashi say? Lo meis, the king of Egypt did not die. Ela nitzdareya, he had saras. Vahaya shochet tinokot Yisrael v'rochet bedamam. Vanitzek al Hashem Elkei Avasinu. Kamal Shana'amar, Vayhi Bayamim Harabim Ha'im. Vayamas Melech Mitzrayim. Vayanachu B'nei Yisrael Min Avoda. They groaned from the work. Vayizaku. They called out. Vatal Shavasim Elokim Min Avoda. Their hysterical outcry ascended to God from the work. I'm quoting, of course, from the Haggadah again, but what does Rashi say on the Chumash, where that pasuk appears? Shemos 2:23. And it says the king of Egypt died, he did not die. Lo meis nitzareya, he had saras. V'haya shochet, shecht, shochet, you know, Kol Yisrael. They would shecht Jewish babies, ve'ochet bedamam, and bathe in their blood. The murderous commandant removed from the line whoever did not please him. As we exited the camp, those who had been removed were taken to a grave and shot. That day, 105 Jews were killed. I still remember several names of those killed. Rabbi Yeshua Asher Weinberg, Rabbi Peretz Feder. Rabbi Peretz Feder and I slept on one pallet. We talked continually about the murderers, that they were sent by God and their end was near. We suffer now, we said, so the Messiah will come. Whoever will survive this hell will see a Jewish state. To me, I was not zochet to know my grandfather. He was nifter when I was 3 and a half. My brother was just a baby. Those are the only two grandchildren that he knew, me for 3 years, my brother for a few months. And then he was a nifter before he even turned 70. He had a brain aneurysm and he passed away 3 days later. But to me, these lines are the most powerful of the whole memoirs. My grandfather, he was 25 when the war broke out. And he says that he slept on one pallet with Rav Peretz Feder. Quote, we talked continually about the murderers, that they were sent by God. My grandfather has the amuna to say that the murderers were sent. I'm not saying that. This is a quote. They were sent by God. Instead of turning the back, the one's back on the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's the ability to say, Halal Nirtza, even though life is bitter, we can somehow acknowledge this is from the Ribbono Shel Olam Nirtza. That's the most pleasing to Ribbono Shel Olam. I can't even comprehend it. I mamash can't even comprehend it. We talk continually about the murders, that this is my maternal grandfather, that they were sent by God, their end is near. Quote, we said to each other, we suffer now so the Messiah will come. Whoever will survive this hell, we said, will see a Jewish state. He talks about September 1st. He lived in Poland. So the hell that he went through was for 6 years every day. I have no ability to even fathom, comprehend with even one iota of my being what it means. But he was able to lay on the pallet and say that they were sent by God. Their end is near. We suffer now, so the Messiah will come. Whoever will survive this hell will see a Jewish state. After we bench, we recite the fourth cup. We recite halal over the fourth cup of wine. Between benching and halal, we say, Shvoch chamascha al hagoyim asher lo yida'ucha. We beg the Ribbono Shel Olam, yes, you redeemed us from Egypt. But what about currently? Pour out your wrath upon the nations that do not recognize you. Va'al mamlachos asher b'shimcha lo karau. And upon kingdoms that do not call out in your name. Ki ochel es Yaakov. They devour your nation, the nation of Israel, Jacob. Va'es knavehu hashemu. And they destroy. Levi'im l'shirim l'zamrim. Israel v'navehem. They destroy your abode, God. Shvach aleihem za'amecha. Pour upon them your fiery wrath. V'charon apcha yasigem. Let your fury overtake them. Tirdof ba'af. Chase after them with your wrath. V'sashmidem. Destroy them. Mitach Hashemer Hashem. We are not a bloodthirsty people. We are not a violent people. But the amount of suffering that Klal Yisrael has endured is beyond comprehension. And the greatest miracle that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, the greatest testimony that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, is the fact that we're still here. With Peretz Feder and I slept in one pal, we talked continually about the murders, that they were sent by God and their end is near. Shvach aleim za'amecha. We suffer now so the Messiah will come. Whoever will survive this hell will see a Jewish state. L'shana babi Yerushalayim. I also remember my uncle, my grandfather, right? I remember my uncle, Moishi Markovitz, a boy of about 13 years old, handsome as a tree in bloom. He was also amongst those who were shot. May God avenge his blood. Sometime later, on the way to work, my brother-in-law, Baruch Erlich, so obviously these are family members I would never have known about. He talks here about his uncle, his younger uncle, Moshe Markovitz. He talks about his brother-in-law, Baruch Erlich, from Bichoveh, B-I-C-H-O-V-E-H, I don't know what town that is, was able to edge away from the column. So his brother-in-law, Baruch Erlich, from Bichoveh, was able to edge away from the column. He wanted to go into the city to the Christian who had taken over everything that we owned. The first Paul, P-O-L-E, the first Paul that met him, surrendered him to the Germans. He was brought back to the Bujin camp. He was shot before the eyes of everyone. And the Egyptians treated us badly, and they afflicted us. They put upon us hard work. What does it mean, Vayireo Sanu HaMitzrim? Says the Baal HaGadah, Kamosha Namar, like the Pasuk says, Hava Nischak Malo. Let us be smart against the Jews, Paro said. Pen Yirba, lest they become many. Vahayanu will be Kisukra Enamilchama, when war will come to Egypt. Vinosaf Gam Hu El Schunedu, plea, the Jew will join with our enemies. Vinilcham Banu, he'll fight against us. Vahalam in the arts, they will kick us out of the land. The first Paul that met him surrendered him to the Germans. He was brought back to the Bujin camp. He was shot before the eyes of everyone. I carried him, my grandfather writes that he carried his brother-in-law just outside the camp to the mass grave. And there I saw hands and feet of those previously shot sticking out of the grave. I remember the day when six Jews were taken, three prisoners of war, three from Krasnik, two of whom I remember, Label Hoffman and his son. So these were Jews from my father's town. They shot them all before our eyes. The reason I'm reading you this excerpt is not for everything else that I just read, which we see relates to all different parts of the Haggadah, like I've tied it in. But it's really for this sentence. The first Passover in Buzin, because remember I'm talking to Becholos, Anu Ochim Chamesu Matzah, Halayla Zeh Kula Matzah. The first Passover in Buzin, we arranged a kitchen which cooked holiday soup. Whoever wished did not have to eat chametz during Passover. After so many years of hell, at this point, like I say, my grandfather, I don't even really have a way to relate to that exactly, because he was nifter so young. But the amount of amuna, mara korech shulchan arech, even when life is full of mara and wrapped up in bitterness, we'll do our best to live shulchan arech according to the law of the shulchan arech. The first Passover in Budzin, we arranged a kitchen which cooked holiday soup. Budzin was a forced labor, slave labor camp. Whoever wished to do so did not have to eat chametz during Passover. B'chol davar dar amdi malenu l'chalo seinu. Davka, they want to destroy us by making us eat chala on Pesach, i.e. representative of making us, of destroying our spiritual laws, our mitzvos. Akash Baruch Hu matzi leinu miyadam. Akash Baruch Hu finds a way for us to survive matzah. Our mitzvos will always survive. Yom Kippur, when we came home from a hard day's work, we quickly went into the barracks so that Ne'ila could still be davened with a minion. Ayishma Hashem es kolenu. Kemosha namar vayishma elokim es na'akosam. Hashem heard their groans. Vayizkra elokim es briso. Everything I'm quoting is different passages in Maggid, except for Shvul Chamash, obviously, which is before Halot and the benching. Vayishma elokim es na'akosam. God heard their groans. Vayizkra elokim es briso. God remembered his covenant, as Avram, as Yitzchak, as Yaakov. Vayaris and Yenu Hashem saw our afflictions, Zuprishos derech eretz, the disruption of family life. Kamosha Namar, disruption of family life. Kamosha Namar, Vayar Elokim is Bnei Yisrael, Vayeda Elokim. Elokim saw the Bnei Yisrael, Elokim knew. Yom Kippur, we came back from a hard day's work and quickly went into the barracks so Ne'ila could be davened with a minion. Yet for us, heaven was closed. However, all of us together, vigorously, pleaded for help. Halayla zeh kula matza. Rav Yisrael Meir Lau Shlita writes in his Agada, when the first wave of Soviet immigrants arrived in Israel, I was serving as the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv Yafo. And one day when I sat in a bet din, Jewish court of law, with two very special judges, Rabbi Shlomo Duchowski and Rabbi Avram Sherman. Okay, so Rabbi Shlomo Meir, I was sitting on the bet din. He was the chief rabbi of Tel Aviv Yafo. And a young doctor of 42 years old, I remember when I was like in my 20s, I used to think 42 is so old. Now that number has come and gone, Baruch Hashem. A young doctor of 42, who had arrived in Israel the previous day from the Soviet Union, appeared before us with his wife and his two daughters. This is not the place to describe how it is that they arrived without any identifying papers through a very convoluted path. So the first kasha is, how did they get there without any papers? Rabbi Shlomo Meir says it doesn't matter for purposes of what I'm telling you. They were there. He was 42 years old. The doctor came to me to receive a certificate about him being Jewish for the immigration authority. So he had just arrived in Israel and he needs something to prove that he's a Yid. The doctor came to the Beit Din to receive a certificate about him being Jewish for the immigration authorities. He brought with him witnesses that he was indeed Jewish, and he was the son of a male and female Jew. He was a doctor. His mother was a pediatrician. She was the head of a hospital department in Moscow in those days. And his father, who had been a surgeon, was deceased. One of the witnesses testified clearly that he had been at the circumcision, the Brit Milah, of the young doctor, whose name was George, 42 years earlier. One witness was very fascinating. He told a most interesting story. An elderly member of the Chabad group, he had come to the Beit Din with his cap on his head. He had a long white beard, and he related the following. George's mother, the head of a department in a hospital in Russia, was a chronic smoker. She smoked 2 to 3 cigarette packs a day. However, each night before going to sleep, she would take a single cigarette and place it inside her clothing closet within the carton. Once a year after the Purim festival, I, related the member of Chabad, would come to her. There was an agreement we had between us. She would bring me about 350 cigarettes that she had accumulated over the year. And I would give her a kilogram of flour so she could bake matzot in her home for Passover. She was not a Sabbath observer. She did not keep kosher. The conditions in Russia made it impossible to do so. But she was very careful to have matzot in her home on Seder night. And in her home, they recalled the Exodus from Egypt with all the symbolism involved. Rav Yisrael Meir Lau writes, I, meaning Rav Lau, was very moved by the story. And the doctor even gave me his mother's phone number in Moscow. I called her. She still knew a little Yiddish. And I said to her, we observe the commandment of matzah once a year, while you observe it every night, 365 nights a year. I do not know if in terms of Jewish law, the matzah you bake are proper, but they are sacred and holy, and they will be accepted gladly by the Creator. I have no doubt about that. I left her on the phone and I turned to her son and I said to him, he spoke English to me, he still knew Hebrew, and I knew no Russian. I said, George, from today you are our brother, but in my eyes you are no longer George, you are Gershon. His mother shed a tear over the phone and she said to me, that is exactly the name his deceased father gave him at his circumcision 42 years ago. Says Rav Lau, Halayla hazeh kula matzah, b'chol dor v'dor omdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. They want us to eat chala, meaning they want to destroy who we are spiritually as a people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu mi'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the tenacity, the ability to keep matzah. I'm going to end by quoting Rav Yisrael, Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb, Zichor Alevracha. In his Sefer, Festivals of Faith, Reflections on the Jewish Holiday. Hasidim tell a charming story. In the very first generation of the Hasidic movement, there was a great saint known as the Shpaler Zeda, the Shpaler grandfather. It happened that at the Seder table, on the very first night of Passover, the Shpaler Zeda, the Hasidic Rebbe, called upon his youngster to recite the order. We bring our shir full circle. We began with the order of the Seder. He called upon his youngster to recite the order of the Seder, the Kaddish Urchatz. In those days, and says Rabbi Lamb, even in our days, I remember from my elementary yeshiva years, The youngster would not just recite the list of items, he would explain each one in Yiddish. He would say, Kaddish, as der Tata kumt daheim von Schol, mach der Kiddish bald, kedai die Kinder soll nicht schlafen, und sie sollen fragen meine Stana. They would say, Kaddish. And then they would say, Kaddish means, when father comes home from Schol on Pesach Eve, on Leah Pesach, he must make Kiddish quickly, so the children should not fall asleep. They should be able to ask the meine Stana. When der Spoller Zede invited his son to recite the Kaddish Urchatz, we bring our Shur Mamash full circle. He could not say the entire thing. The child said Kaddish. The father comes home from Shul, let him make Kiddush immediately. He did not recite the rest. What is the rest? Kedei der Kinder zoln nishlufen, und zoi zoln fregen manashtana. The father was upset. Why was he not taught the entire explanation of Kaddish? The next day, at the table after the morning services on the first day of Pesach, the child's cheder malamed was present. And the Shpala Zaidi asked him why his son didn't know the rest of the interpretation. And the Cheder Malamed said he did not think the rest of the recitation was important. And the Shpala Zaidi rebuked him. And he said, you have no idea of the great meaning in this little, simple Yiddish expression. What does it mean? It refers not only to the father of the house who comes home. It refers to our Father in heaven. When God, our Father in heaven, leaves the synagogue on Leil Pesach, and he sees his Jew so overcome with fervor and piety, the Ribbono Shel Olam performs Kiddush, not the recitation of Kiddush, Kiddushin, betrothal. The Ribbono Shel Olam remarries, rebetroths the people of Israel. God once again recites the vow of his love for us from Hosea. V'arastich li betzedek u'b'mishpa b'chesed u'b'rachamim. And why does he do that? And now the metaphor switches, and Israel is no longer the bride, but the child, the Yaled Sha'ashu'im. We are the delightful child of the Almighty. God performs Kiddushin first with his bride, and then he turns us his children. Kidei dir kinder zolt nish schluffen. So the children should not fall asleep. God turns to us so we should not fall asleep in our exile, so that we do not become comatose and fall into an everlasting slumber. God seeks us out so we do not become vanishing Jews, so we do not disappear in the course of persecution and our own forgetfulness. God wants us, his children, to rise up, to wake up, and to say to him, Manishtana halayla hazeh mikol halelos. Why is this night so different than all the other nights of the year? Why is this exile so much colder and blacker and longer and more heartrending and more agonizing than any other exile that was before? Manishtana Laila Zed does not merely mean why is it different, but wherefore is this night so different? God wants us to ask. He doesn't want us to sleep. What purpose is served by exile? That it is so long and dark, that the night is so endless, the blackness so black, the bitterness so bitter. Matzos umorim yachluhu, so frightening. Kedei di kinder zol fregen manishtana. God wants us not to question him, but to inquire after the purpose of our suffering, so we may use it creatively and nobly. Kaddish, as der Tata kommt daheim von Shul, when the Ribbono Shel Olam escorts his beloved bride home from Shul, he re-betroths her. Mach der Kiddush bald, he quickly marries us. And now we switch to the wonderful child, the Yalad Sha'ashuim, the Ben Zakunim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kedei dir kinder zol nishlufen. He does not want us to fall asleep. Unzai zol and fregen manashtana. He wants us to ask when it's bitter. He wants us to ask when it's sweet. He wants us to inquire after the purpose of everything that happens to us in life, so we may be better Jews. We'll ultimately merit the redemption. And it's interesting to me, manashtana. Shtana is also the word Shena. Manishtana Laila Zemikoles, do not fall asleep on this night more than any other night of the year. Let me conclude with the unfinished tale of the Shpoler Zeda, says Rabbi Lau. After the Rebbe expounded this interpretation of Kaddish and Manishtana, all who heard him, and in fact the Rebbe himself, began to weep. The floodgates had opened the dam of Jewish woe and travail, and the pent-up anguish of the years gushed forth. But the Rebbe held up his hand, and he asked his family and friends to stop their weeping. It is true, he said, that the night is cold, long and dark. It is true we do not know why or for what reason or for what purpose. But when children are frightened by the dark, they sing and dance to drive the darkness away. And so Der Spaller Zaidi and his Hasidim locked hands, and they sang and they danced, and they drove the darkness away. Says Rabbi Lam, a people that dips mara into charosas and makes a bracha over bitterness will never be defeated by fate or foe. A nation that can find the mellow in a morsel of misery can drive away the darkness with light, the outer sorrow with inner joy. I will conclude the way we conclude Magid. By the way, I'm putting this shiur on Wayu Torah. Manish Tana Hashir Zamikal Shiurim. So if you have friends who missed the shiur, please let them know. It'll be on my page on Wayu Torah. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaMashiach Asher Ga'alnu VeGa'alas Avoseinu VeMitzrayim VeGianu HaLaila ZeLechol Bo Matzu Umar. Think about everything we spoke about. Kein Hashem Elokeinu VeElokei Avoseinu Yagenu L'mo Adim K'nudir Galim Acherim HaBa'im L'Kraseinu L'Shalom Smeichim Bevinyan Irecha V'Sasim V'Avadosecha. My grandfather said, we suffer now, so the Messiah will come. Whoever will survive this hell will see a Jewish state. Lamo adu v'der agai mecherim habayim lekorsenu l'shalom smeichim b'vinyan irecha v'sasim b'avod asecha v'nocho sham nizvachim minu p'sachim asher yagi adamam al kirmiz b'chacha. On that great day, it will no longer be the blood of the Yidden. They'll be shechted, bathed in, shot, murdered. The blood of the Yidden won't be the korban. We'll go back to the korbanos when the blood of the korban I'll be put on the wall of Mizbech. L'ratzon, halo nirza, v'noda l'chashir chadash. The end of days will be zochah to sing a new song. Al ge'ula seinu, over our redemption, v'al padus knafshinu. Baruch atah Hashem, ga'al Yisrael. We make that gafen, and we drink the second cup of wine. Halavai v'shu b'zochah, not only l'shana babi Yerushalayim habnuya, Bezer Hashem Mashan Hazos Bishlaim Habnuya. We will resume after Yom Tov, Halavai in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. I wish you all a wonderful, meaning uplifting Chag Kasher V'Samech. Shubizeucha to Benisin Nigalu, Benisin Asidi Nigal. Thank you so much, everyone. Kol Tov, and best wishes for a wonderful day and a beautiful Yom Tov. Kol Tov.